Adam Butler lives in the basement of a Wheeler Park home. His landlord knew that her tenant would be returning on Tuesday and asked her neighbors what they thought they could do for him. One of those neighbors, Aubrey Park, says it started with putting a few American flags up in the yard.
They decided to put some flags up around the house that he would be returning home to. And very, very quickly, that caught fire. And other moms in the neighborhood heard of it. And we called all the local churches and had them all donate their flags as well. And we were able to line about 1.5 miles of street on his way home with flags and signs and yellow ribbon to help welcome him home.
And what started as a small neighborhood gesture, she says, soon spread like wildfire when hundreds became involved.
We didn't anticipate that the community would participate to the extent they did. All I did was post on the community Facebook page, and it's still getting attention. It has almost 600 responses now from the community of Heber. And before we knew it, and keep in mind, this was posted at 9 o'clock at night, the night before he was returning home the next morning. And so within a matter of 12 hours, we had sheriff's involvement, fire department's involvement, and nearly every business in Heber had flags and yellow ribbon outside their business.
She says while they wanted to respect his privacy, they also wanted to show him that they care.
While we didn't want to infringe on his privacy, we knew that he would say it was not necessary, but we felt like it was important for the community to stand behind him and at least show his support, especially as he was returning to a home that he had no family here and where he was, you know, a new move-in. And so we waited on the streets for him to come the last half hour of when we thought that he might arrive. And he was definitely visibly touched. You could tell that he was emotional driving up and emotional when he got out of the car and the sheriff officers welcomed him with handshakes and hugs.
Heidi Tucker was compelled to blog about it. She says the effort speaks to the quality community that the Heber Valley is.
There's a lot of love. There's a lot of family. There's a lot of compassion. It definitely, to pull something together as quickly as that happened, speaks about the people that live here. So that was sort of my main impression was, wow, you know, this small town America is kind of alive and wonderful and thriving. And it's these kinds of things that make them great.
Park says it was a community-wide effort, especially when they found out that Adam would be delayed by a day. And because flags can't be kept out past dusk without a light shining on them, they went out and picked up all of the flags and then went back out early the next morning to put them back up.
This is the example of lots of people doing the right thing for the greater cause. It could not have been done without the hundreds of people that came to work together. It was not one person.
You can see a slideshow of Aubrey Park's photographs on our website, kpcw.org. We've also posted a link to Heidi Tucker's blog. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.